How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year!
From me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
2017.
Well.
Well, who'd have thought it?
Who'd have thunk it? Anyone that understands how time works.
Most people would have thought it, I suppose, when you put it like that. But are you looking forward to 2017, Susie?
I am. I'd had enough of 2016 by the end of it, if I'm honest.
It was a busy time.
Brexit, Trump.
A lot of things.
But the Great British Bake Up going to Channel 4.
Well.
It's a very, very big year.
A lot of changes.
A lot of changes afoot.
I think Susie is listening there. a lot of celebrity deaths.
A lot of celeb deaths.
Mm.
Bowie, gone.
Gone.
Prince, gone.
I know.
Very sad.
But we go forth into 2017.
We do. Right foot forward.
Right foot forward. Have you set yourself any New Year's resolutions, Susie?
Well, I never really do them, so I'm trying not to set New Year's resolutions. The one thing I'm trying not to do...
Mm-hmm.
Is something I've realised I do is I'm trying not to be now what's it called a destination addict.
Wow, destination unknown. What do you mean a destination addict? What are you talking about?
It means that you're someone that's constantly like, oh, what's the next achievement? What's the next thing I've got to do? Where's the next house I'm going to live?
Oh,
am I going to one day be able to buy somewhere? What's my next job? What's the
death of experience, as David Eagleton puts it.
Who's David Eagleton?
I think that's his name, David Eagleton. He wrote a book called How to Read a Poem, which my friend introduced me to. Very short book. He works at Manchester University, I think.
All right.
And one of the things is the death of experience, which is maybe a little bit like you're saying, we kind of don't live in the moment. We don't experience things. All of our experiences are either, like, if you go to Thailand,
mm-hmm.
you've read it in a guidebook, and you go there. Sometimes people go there and are like, oh, yeah, I've got to do this, 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 and they don't experience it.
Yeah.
They just kind of tick off a list, and they kind of have a series of moments that kind of hopefully live up to their expectations.
Yeah.
And
like, you went to New York. Oh, where did you go? Did you go to... You must do this. You must do that.
Yeah. Whereas in theory, our experiences should be that, oh, I went into a coffee shop and
I stumbled upon
this person and I ended up marrying them, and that's the experience.
My cousin Jodie, quite a few years ago, went to New York just after 9/11.
Oh, quite a few years ago.
Quite a few years ago. But yes. She said when she went, like, a lot of people weren't on the flight. It was because I think she went in like the October or the November.
Wow.
So it was like right after. Really? I think a lot of people chose not to go.
Right.
But they were like, well, no, we really wanted to go to New York and we really want to go and see it. And, you know, and so they went and they were in a coffee shop. They were only there for like 3 days or 4 days doing shopping and stuff.
Mm.
And a New Yorker went up to them and was like, are you guys tourists?
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, we are. And he was like, oh, it's so wonderful that you've come because, you know, loads of tourists haven't been here. That's, you know, New York is like a tourist town and we've not had that many tourists here.
Oh.
And then he said, what are you doing tomorrow? And they said, oh, we're not sure yet. And he was like, okay, well, meet me at this time. Uh-huh. I'm going to show you a New Yorker's New York.
Oh, wow.
And they had like this like afternoon or day with this guy where he took them to all these different places. And they had like a wonderful, and like it all happened by chance. They just happened to be in like a coffee shop that he was in.
Wow, that's a wonderful story.
Very American as well, isn't it? Like, oh, let me help you.
Very American.
I love
very,
that.
Very New York. That's always been my
very
experience.
New York.
New York has been like that. People have been so open and friendly and warm to me.
I try to be like that in London.
It's hard in London, isn't it?
Yeah, well, people are so... But I try to be like that with tourists, certainly.
Yeah, I like to be like that with tourists.
Like, I like having a little chat on the tube to a tourist.
Oh, yes.
So where are you off to today?
And they'll be like, don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me.
Oh. No, that's a nice aspiration to be more...
Yeah, less of a destination addict. Because I think it sort of comes hand in hand with our job. Occasionally where it's like, oh, we've got to do this and you've got to do that and take a show to Edinburgh and get these reviews. And then once you've got that, you can do the next thing. And once you do that, you can do the next thing.
Yeah.
Rather than going, oh, well, I just have a really nice time doing stand-up. I'll just have a nice time doing stand-up for a bit and see how that goes.
My friend Olivia once gave me some advice. She said about everybody's climbing the ladder, she said. Everybody wants to talk about what's going to take them to the next step of the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
She said there's no ladder. Because, of course, it never ends,
no.
The ladder. Like, so, of course, you want to progress.
So you get to heaven, that's when you die.
And that's when you're dead. But the thing is, success, of course, is there are certain things that all of us want to hit or aspire towards, and that's fine. But sometimes, like, just think about it, just like, and I guess you can apply this to any part of any life, is that you just have to just do your best to create things, make things, do things, and throw them all into a pond and hope that the pond just keeps looking more and more beautiful.
A pond, that feels like you're like throwing like a trolley in there, some like an old bike,
a boot,
like something for the swans to eat,
some dried up bread.
Yeah,
just put it all in the pond. Well, she said, you know, you keep, you know, and if you're very successful, suddenly you're going in business class, and when you're in business class, you want to go, oh, well, I want to be
in first class.
And your first class, like, oh, I hate being on a plane with all these other people. I want to be on a private jet, and you're on a private jet, like, I want to have a bigger private jet than this, and it just goes, oh, it just never ends.
You've changed since you've done telly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on a plane now.
You're on a plane now.
Yeah, that's me. That's.
But that's the thing. That's the thing that I think I have been a lot. Often I fall into being sort of a destination addict. What's the next thing? I want to push myself. I want to work hard. I want to get this thing. I want to do this. I want to do that. And, you know, buy a house or do this or have this holiday or have that. And I think that the other thing is that I think that we allow, like, other people's hopes and aspirations. You, like, sort of accidentally take them on.
Yes, that's true. Gosh, that's good advice. Yeah, I think
you know,
I'd
like someone will go, oh, I've bought a new car. And then you go, oh, maybe I should have a new car.
Yes.
I've got a really old car.
Yeah.
Or does that mean that I've got a bad car? Like, I don't. But...
the Hyundai's lovely.
My Hyundai's lovely. Paying off monthly, you know. And, but you know what I mean? Like, it's that thing of, I don't know, just being able to just sort of enjoy something.
Yeah. And I think, because there is that thing that we do want to have goals.
Yeah.
To work towards and to have that as a focus. Because I think that makes us feel fulfilled.
I'm sorry, can we just go one more time on that?
That makes us fulfilled.
The rural juror. For fans of 30 Rock.
And that is important to have those goals.
Mm.
But I think sometimes if they're driving you round the bend.
Also, like, do you know the expression move your cheese?
No.
It's also not an expression.
Okay.
That might be why you don't know. It's a book.
Oh, go on.
It's called Who Moved My Cheese?
Oh, yes. Is this the one about flatmates? No.
No.
No, go on.
Flatbreads?
Sure, I love them.
Love you, you know, you love flatbreads. So, Who Moved My Cheese is like this. It's like this funny little sort of coffee table book, which is basically, but it's like a little philosophy, it's like a mini philosophy book.
Oh.
So, it's basically this idea of like, if you give a mouse some cheddar.
Yeah.
They'll always go back to cheddar and eventually they'll be bored of cheddar. And then you put down some Wensleydale or you put down something else. And the idea is that, like, never get bored of what you're doing. Like, move your cheese. Maybe that was your goal for a little while. You're never going to get to that destination.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it was just going to take you around into a new...
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Change your desire or change what excites you. Try something else.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's...
Yeah. Yeah, that's very nice.
Because I never thought that I would do stand-up.
Right.
So like, I always thought that I would just be like a comical actress.
Mm. Oh, right.
And now I feel like stand-up was absolutely the thing that I was going to do.
Yes. Yeah, that's funny, isn't it?
But I had no idea. And I love doing stand-up more than I've ever loved any other job.
So is the saying that you should keep changing?
Yeah. Move your cheese.
Oh. Yeah. But how do we stop that driving us insane then?
I don't know. Maybe put it in a toastie?
Great.
Great advice.
Great advice. Great.
Always there with the great advice. You know me.
No, but I think it is still good advice.
Thanks, Tom.
I sort of hope that I can know myself better. That's what I would like to.
Oh, my God,
listen
Tom,
to myself
that
more.
That was really deep.
Wasn't it?
You'd like to know yourself better.
Yeah.
Know yourself.
I'm going to know myself.
So how would that, explain to me what that would look like?
I think I just want to listen to myself more and go, do I want this cheeseburger? No, I'm full. I've just had dinner.
Are you talking about last night when we were out and I said to you, do you want to go to Five Guys on the way home? And you said no.
Well, I might have been tempted to do that, but as I sit here now in this waistcoat, I can feel it pulling at the sides.
Okay, fine.
You know.
All right.
But I can, do I want to stay out late or am I ready for bed? Oh, I'm ready for bed. Do I want one more drink or have I had enough fun? Oh, I've had enough fun. That sort of thing, do you know what I mean?
So is that listening to your gut?
Maybe.
Sorry.
When you put it as elegantly as that.
I didn't mean your gut because your waistcoat's pulling. I mean, listen to your gut.
Yeah. I think
not like,
so, yeah.
Oh, Tommy, you need to start listening to your gut. It's protruding.
I mean, don't listen to it. Look at it. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, is that what that is? Like, going with your...
I think so.
Do you think that you are someone that does things... Are you like a spur-of-the-moment person? You don't like organised fun, do you? You've said that before on here.
I don't particularly like organised fun. Although sometimes if it's organised, I do have a nice time. Sometimes I'm quite contrary.
You are contrary.
Yeah. But...
you should call your next show Fairy, Fairy, Quite Contrary.
Do you think?
No. But maybe just contrary.
Okay.
Is there another... Is there a longer version? Can you be... Contrary
on the prairie?
There you go.
I'll think on that. I just
the raise of your eyebrows told me you wouldn't.
Well, I just what were we talking about?
You being listening contrary, to myself. Listening to yourself.
But I just think, you know, there are times when I do things I don't want them to do. A bit like you're saying, like, what are my goals?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I think we end up doing things like, oh, I should do that.
Yeah, like, oh, that's what that person did, so I should do that.
Yeah. Or, like, going to things I don't want to go to just because I think, oh, I should go because otherwise that person's going to be really upset. It's like...
No one cares if you went to the party.
No one cares, yeah.
That's the thing. Have you seen those posters?
What posters?
It says no one cares if you went to the party. No one cares if you're going to the party.
What's that a poster for?
It's I don't know whether it's for, like, a club night or what it is, but they're all around East London.
Oh, well.
Of course.
No wonder I haven't seen them.
You know, my neck of the woods. But it's that thing of, like... Everyone makes too much big deal of, like, oh, I have to go to this thing. Everyone's expect, like, it's fine. Like, go to the party or don't. I'm sure if you go to the party, everyone will be pleased that you're there.
Yeah, everyone will have a nice time.
But. The party will still happen without you.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, your birthday party. Although, I imagine if I organised a birthday party, but then I couldn't go, my friends would still have a really nice night.
Well, the thing is, if you go to a birthday party, you don't actually...
Spend that much time with the birthday person.
You just assume they're over there somewhere having a nice time.
Right.
I'm sure there are people who've done that as well, haven't they? Have, like, organised a party and then gone, oh, I'll just stay for 10 minutes, let's go.
Oh, my God.
I'd love to do that.
I bet that's what Anna Wintour does.
Oh, indubitably, yeah.
Oh, indubitably. That's a good word, Tom.
Mm-hmm, I like it.
Did you get a thesaurus for Christmas?
Yes, swallowed it. I also think that, yeah, you can do that trick, can't you, at parties and stuff, where you go, if you don't want to go for a long time, turn up, go and see the host, dance around in front of them, be like, wow, what a wonderful time. Then you can leave. You can do, like... Yeah, you've done your bit.
Also going, like, halfway through the night, like half past nine.
Yeah, well, they're still
sober. Buy the birthday person a drink.
Yeah.
But then when they're not, like, uber sober, because if you go at 7 and then leave at, like, 7:45.
They'll be like, where are you going?
Quite.
That's really rude. You can't leave my party already. But...
I find... I had my 30th last year, as you remember. You were there until the next day. And, oh, yeah. Mm. But having a party is quite stressful.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it must be. I've never done a party like that, like you had.
It was a bit much.
No, I thought it was lovely. Everybody had such a nice time.
It was a super fun time, but it was quite stressful.
It is stressful, isn't it? And who's going to be there and who's not going to be there?
You know. Mm. You know.
You know.
You know. I think you know.
I think we've all come to know.
That.
It's stressful. But what was it like at the beginning? Because I got there quite late.
Well, of course you did. You were doubling. With a gig, not a party. If there were two parties, I'd have been absolutely livid.
No, there was no other party. What was it like at the beginning? Did you find
it was fine? I found it quite nerve-wracking. There was a dinner was organised.
Oh, yeah. Where did you go?
We just went down to the Jamie's.
Oh, I love a Jamie's.
And a few people were there, so I turned up with people.
Oh, right.
So that was very nice.
Right.
Very nice indeed.
Yeah, it's nice to have that kind of...
But when once the party got in full swing, it was rammer in the main room.
Yeah, it was very rammo when I was there. The whole time.
And then my flat was rammo afterwards
then
as well.
Then we all got an Uber back to your flat, didn't we? Oh, that was so much fun.
Oh, it was such a such a... I was so hungover the next day. Oh, I was really
sick. Quite right.
I was sick so many times.
Were you?
Oh, it was terrible.
Oh.
And then I watched Aladdin and cried.
Oh, but it is sad.
Not that sad, though.
No.
No.
But
there's my party. I cry if I want to.
Yeah. It's nice to do something to mark it, otherwise you regret it, I think.
Do you? What do we do for your 30th? Do we have a big dinner at your house?
There's a party at my mum and dad's, but you were supporting Josh in Leicester.
Was it the following year that we had a big lunch at your mum and dad's?
We had lunch at mum and dad's, yeah. And I left that gig in that night. I don't know why I did that.
Silly.
No one cared that I did that gig.
No, that's the thing. No one cares.
No one cares.
No, everyone cares.
Yeah, I'm sure there were some people there who enjoyed it, so that's nice.
Do you have any other New Year's resolutions?
I would like to get back into doing cardio exercise because I've neglected that for a few months and I regret it.
I've not been yogaing as much as normal.
Have you not?
No,
I've
why
do you think
too
that
busy.
Is? Too busy, yeah.
It's so much
it's a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah, in many ways it is a good sign, but then, you know, when I take off my clothes, it's less of a good sign.
Well, I'm sure you don't have anything to worry about, but I'm sure that I find that when I do cardio, I feel better in my mind.
Can you feel buffeting?
And I feel like I'm buffeting.
And that's
really important.
Really important to you.
I just want to be buffeting.
I know you do, I know.
You know, but it's so difficult.
So, if there are New Year's resolutions, quite similar ones, why don't... Because I think New Year's resolutions, there is a part of it that makes it feel a little bit like it's... Like, oh my God, I must be better next year. I must do something better. I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to do a better thing. And I think that what would be a nice thing to do for everyone, not just us, I mean, do it in your own time, guys, but like go through like the things that you're really pleased with from the year before or like what you've really enjoyed.
A lovely thing to do.
So what have you been your sort of, what would be your top five?
Things that I enjoyed.
Things you enjoyed from 2016.
2016. Good question. I really enjoyed... so many things. I really enjoyed being open. Sorry, I should have prepared this, shouldn't I?
Sorry, I have really put you on the spot.
I very much enjoyed doing my show in Edinburgh there. There's one thing.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed being in Edinburgh and enjoying that experience of being there.
Mm.
I had a lovely... I'm very grateful for that. That was a lovely time.
I think I would say mine was one of the same because Edinburgh is so stressful in the past. I've found it. I've not enjoyed it. And to go up with a show that I was really proud of and to really enjoy it and to be surrounded by really nice people, that was really great. Hopefully I will say the same thing about my 2017 Edinburgh.
I'm sure you will. I also very much enjoyed, I was very grateful. I got to go on some very nice breaks. I had a very nice time with a friend of mine in America and I had a very nice time on holiday with my mother.
Yes.
And I would always recommend paying the extra €20 a night if you get a sea view.
Some great advice from Tom Allen.
Great advice there. What would be your second one?
Oh, well, I'll do themes with you. I had a couple of lovely holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Went on my agent's hen do. That was super fun.
Oh, yes, you did.
Went to Tenerife. That was a really good
Tenerife,
time.
Tenerife. Yeah.
And I went to Ibiza with some friends.
Ibiza.
And that was really great as well.
Was
super
it?
Super fun. Yeah,
super
really
fun
lovely.
Beefs.
Super fun beefs.
That's a nice thing to do. I also... I feel like I've sort of got a bit better at standing up for myself a little bit.
Oh, that's good, Tom.
If I think I'm starting to, like, based on my hope for this year, for the coming year, I think I've started to learn to be a bit more like, I can't do that. Like, sort of telling people, this is not okay. Like, if something's not okay. If it's
yeah, that's of, really good.
I'm trying to think of an example of it now. But
like you saying, like, well, I would prefer not to do that, or I don't want to being pushed into a corner.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I think, or like, oh, it like when we turned up at some of the tour shows, and sometimes I would be like, well, we were both, I think, going like, the setup of this room is not conducive to comedy. We need to change it. I think I'm better at doing that. I used to worry, like, oh, what will people think? And now I tend to be more like,
firmly
able to go, I want this to be moved because I want the show to go well.
Well, maybe that
just
thing...
Like, it's not very endearing, is it?
No, I think it is. I think it's you doing the best that you can.
It's just understanding the craft of it. That's been a big thing for me, sort of going, I feel like I understand the craft of the job a lot more and just sort of respecting that a bit more.
Oh, Tom, that's very good.
Because all you want to do is a good show.
Absolutely,
you
yeah.
You don't want anything to get in the way of that. You want people to have
totally.
A nice time.
Oh my God, definitely, yeah. When they're coming paying to come to see us. Mm. 100%.
Mm. Yeah, and I think it's easy to go, oh, I'll just do whatever's easiest for...
Oh God, I've done that loads.
Of course, we all do, because we don't know what our thing is. But actually, nobody ever thinks any less of you.
No, you're right there.
What's that, three? Mm-hmm. Well, what's your one? What's your third one?
What is my third one? I got to spend quite a lot of time with my mum this year. That was really nice.
Oh, that's nice.
And my dad.
Yeah.
My relationship with him is really nice at the moment. I actually put some time aside to spend some time with, you know, just to focus on work slightly less and to do that sort of thing, which is really nice.
Yeah, so absolutely. That's fun. Yeah.
Was five too many? Do we not have five times?
Three?
Five good times.
I mean, no. I mean, I had some lovely experiences of doing things.
Tommy, work-wise, you had some wonderful experiences this year.
And I feel very grateful for that. And I think, those are very nice. And you have to go, and I think learning, like for me, like realizing that the only thing that matters is the work. Like, that's all you can do, isn't it? That's all any of us have got. You just turn up, you try and do a good job. That's all you can do. You just do your best 100%. Of things. There's no use worrying about things you can't control. No use worrying about, like, you know, there's lots of things that, you know, we have no control over.
Yeah, and often that can just be like sound. Yeah. Like, not necessarily like world events, but I mean like, you know, our own anxieties. It's just like background noise.
Yes, realizing that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And going, it's like just blocking that out and going, no, all I'm here to do is to do the best I can on this job. No one can question that.
Completely agree.
What's your fourth one?
I came up with a great recipe for a chicken salad.
Finally. What
something
is it?
We can all get on board with.
What has it got? Chicken?
No, you start with the chili.
Chili?
So it's a warm chicken salad.
Oh, I love a warm chicken salad.
So chili.
Yeah.
Pop in some onions.
Mm-hmm.
Some peppers.
Yeah.
Your chick.
Yeah.
Then some mustard.
Mmm.
Then some honey.
Yeah. All in the salad. Just like throw it all in.
This is in a pan to heat it up.
Sorry.
Okay. Then, just before you're ready to go, pop in some pineapple.
Oh, spicy and pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
Very underrated, I'd say.
I would say that is... I wouldn't say it's a highlight of the year, but I think it's something that I'm going to really take into next year.
That's going to be something that we're going to...
We're going to talk more about that.
We're going to be talking more about that, I feel. Pineapple is lovely, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah.
I love it. I often go for a pineapple chunk. I like it on a
chunky
pizza.
With kind eyes.
Chunky with kind eyes, that's what I like. Last one, fifth one.
Go on.
Fifth one is... I've been very grateful that I've been enjoying learning to drive. And I'm hoping that
this
will
time next year.
That maybe one of these years I will be on the road.
She's on the road, look out.
She's off. What will yours be?
My final one. I really like... the fact that I've started wearing silk shirts.
That's been great.
It's been a great look for me, I think.
Really strong for you.
Really, a really strong silk shirt with a heavy pattern. Very similar to the kind of thing that Nanny Ruff would wear when I was growing up.
Well, it's a lovely look. It's a very elegant look. Timeless.
It's a timeless Nanny Ruff look.
Timeless classic. Classy look. Yeah, they look really good on you, those silk blouses.
Do you know what, Tom? I basically said that and I hope that you'd say that back to me, so thank God for that.
No, they look really good. Are you going to be buying some new ones soon?
Oh, of course. I'm always buying new clothes.
Yeah, you love to buy. Where did you go recently that you bought them?
I go to Brick Lane Market.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a lovely look. So please keep us inspired with that throughout
2017. Well, that's pretty much all from us this week on Like-Minded Friends.
Yes. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
It's great to touch base with you. Sorry, Susie, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Oh, nothing. I was just going to say I hope you had a nice one. I hope that 2017 is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I hope it's really wonderful.
Do you know what could make it better? Coming to see the Like-Minded Friends on tour.
Oh.
That was a nice segue, wasn't
it? Come and see our Hit the Road show. It would be lovely to have you there. We have added some dates going through to June. So we're going to some different places. We're trying to fit in places that people have asked us to come to. So if you've asked us, do now come.
Yeah, bloody come.
We'd love to have you at a show. And the details can be found at susieruffle.co.uk/tour.
Or tomallen.com. No!
Oh what
no!
What
a terrible start to the year! tomindeed.com/show.
tomindeed.com/shows.
And just a little plug for myself.
Yeah, Susie, tell us.
3 weeks' time, Soho Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
9:30. my show, Common, the 30th, the 31st of January and the 1st of February. Do come, bring all of your friends.
It's going to be lovely. So do go along to Susie's show. It's a really wonderful, wonderful thing to see. So get your tickets. You can get them on susieruffle.co.uk.
You can, yeah.
/tour.
Or the Soho Theatre website.
Great. Check it all out.
Check it out.
Do stuff. Book things. Check it out. Yeah, you know, fill it with fun.
Yes.
Brighten up the
And make
January
that chicken
cover.
Salad. Oh, and if you're veggie, go halloumi with it. And if you're vegan,
go home.
Perfect.
All right. Well, have a lovely week, and we'll see you next week.
Unlike-minded friends. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.